Today, the St. Petersburg City Council passed an ordinance allowing community gardens on vacant private property in the city. A community garden has already been developed in Bartlett Park. Andrea Hildebrand is participating in that effort. Hildebrand founded an organization, Green Florida, to help create community gardens and form a network to promote them.
They provide food for people that's local, that's healthy, it's affordable. They do a great deal to improve neighborhoods. There are studies all over the country showing crime reduction in connection with community gardens, residency stabilizing in connection with community gardens, people staying either as renters or as homeowners, property values actually stabilizing in the context where they might be going down in other areas of a city that don't have community gardens. Most importantly, honestly for me, they bring people together, and that's been the core of what has helped me do the work in Bartlett Park.
On Wednesday, the city's Development Review Commission unanimously recommended approval of the ordinance. Gail Eggeman likes the community gardening ordinance, except for the part that forbids selling anything on the property.
We tend to forget in this community that not everybody has access to a car, or it's easy to ride a bus, and that, you know, they can just go to the grocery store. How wonderful would our community be if we had places where somebody could walk down the block and buy carrots or greens? And I think when you say that we can't have sales on the property, I'm not talking large operations or, you know, huge events where we have sales every weekend or all through the week, but just that somebody from a neighborhood can go to the community and be able to buy vegetables from their community garden. Don't make vegetables contraband.
Private property owners interested in creating community gardens on their vacant land will have to pay $50 to apply for a permit and $50 for the permit, which must be renewed each year, according to Julie Weston, director of the city's Development Services Department. They also have to notify neighbors. City Council member Carl Nurse initiated the process in council to create the community garden ordinance. Nurse says that other cities, like Tampa, are looking at St. Petersburg for ideas.
Community gardens were not legal in St. Petersburg prior to this. We did have a variance that allowed this one to operate, and so this moves us in the other direction where they'll be legal in all zoning districts. You just have to follow a few of the kind of rules that you would want your neighbor next door to follow. There is a resolution from Kona in support of that, and I should tell you that quite a number of cities have contacted me, including that little city that has a football team across the water. That's interested in doing this.
City Council unanimously passed the Community Gardens Ordinance. 2 years ago, the council promised to rezone the Al Lang Field site as a waterfront park. On Thursday, they moved within a final public hearing of keeping their word. The site had been coveted by Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays for a proposed new stadium until they acknowledged last month that the site was no longer being considered. Rick McCauley, manager of Urban Planning, Design, and Historic Preservation with the City of St. Petersburg, says the site of Al Lang Field is already designated a park in the city's charter.
It cannot be emphasized enough that the subject property is protected by the city charter. As a charter park, any sale, lease, or substantial change of use of the property, no matter the zoning, is subject to a city council public hearing and likely a citywide referendum.
Hal Friedman, chair of PAW, Preserve Our Wallets and Waterfront, praises the actions by City Council on Thursday for, quote, providing additional protection for the waterfront parks.
The major one is changing the zoning, as was promised 2 years ago, to DCP, which is a park designation, which limits how that area can be used. Right now, it's zoned the same as the condo buildings on Beach Drive. The second is to reduce the height limit. It turns out that the zoning map and the height limit map are two different items, and you still could have a park-related use that could be 300 feet high.
The height restriction of the Al Lang Field land was made consistent with parks. The park designation and the other zoning issues of Al Lang were approved on first reading and will receive a final public hearing before the City Council on June 18th. On Thursday, St. Pete City Council did not bring up a proposed voter referendum supported by PAW and others, including mayoral candidates Jamie Bennett and Kathleen Ford. Friedman says it would give the same charter protection to the waterfront parks from the public sector that now exists for the private sector.
If a private company wanted to develop waterfront parkland, it's likely they wouldn't do it without a purchase or a lease for more than 5 years, and that would require a referendum. The people of St. Petersburg could say, yeah, we want that to happen or not. But if the city themselves wanted to build something on a waterfront park, they wouldn't have to go to the people of the city. They could develop anything they want because they wouldn't have to lease it or purchase it. They own it. And that's what our waterfront amendment is trying to do.
Friedman says that the city council has included that measure in a master waterfront plan for next year rather than getting on this fall's ballot. In other action on Thursday, the council unanimously approved a referendum to appear on the September 1st primary ballot, which, if passed, would have the Pinellas County Canvassing Board oversee all future St. Petersburg elections at no cost to the city. Currently, the St. Pete City Council appoints a canvassing board to oversee city elections. It includes council members not involved in the election in question. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.